My name's Gordon Smith. I'm 15, and I go to Mount DeSales Academy.
Gordon, a baby-faced shortstop, is one of the few African-American players on the JV team. He and the other players take in some serious batting practice on the spring-like afternoon. His love of baseball and a recent family vacation to Missouri led him on a journey to finding his roots.
We went to Kansas City, and we went to the Negro League Museum there, and I had an idea. Well, I had a thought if any Negro League players were from Macon. So when I came home, we did our research, and I found that there were four, and I wanted to honor them.
So we set out to find these men. With the help of the museum in Kansas City, Gordon identified Lemuel Hawkins and Marion Kane, who are now deceased. He also found Robert Scott, an earnest big dog fan. That nickname has stuck with fans since he was 6 years old, after a kid in the neighborhood decided Ernest just wouldn't do.
He said, "We're not going to call you Ernest." So that sounds like a girl's name. He said, "You are bigger than we are, so we're going to call you Big Dog."
Fan now lives in Alabama, but after talking to Gordon, he traveled home to Macon and joined Scott, who lives in the city, for a ceremony honoring the four Maconites who played in the Negro Leagues. As part of an Eagle Scout project, Gordon raised money for the four plaques that now hang on the walls at Macon's Luther Williams Field. No team currently plays at the park, but it is the second oldest minor league stadium in the country and is full of history. Williams Field was the setting for the major motion picture 42, a biopic about Jackie Robinson, a former Negro League player who broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. Like Robinson, Big Dog played Negro League baseball before transitioning to the major leagues. He's now in his 70s, wearing a burgundy jacket with a Negro League patch on it and a baseball hat. And he still looks like he could throw a fastball fast.
Right now, it hit me that what I did was important. And that's one of the greatest feelings you can have, to know that you went through life and was an impact on the country. That's a good feeling. And I feel great right now.
There are lots of layers to the story of black baseball.
Ray Doswell is the curator of the Kansas City Negro Leagues Museum in Missouri. He helped Gordon find Big Dog and the others. Doswell says a lot of history is top down. Think your high school history class. But much of history comes from the bottom up. The Negro Leagues is a part of that bottom up history.
There's a lot of interest in the history. It's obviously a lot of interest in baseball still, and sport, and that's a motivation for a lot of communities to try to dig up and mine their archives and people for information about, do we have great baseball greats here? Do we have a connection to this great broader story? And the young man tapped into that, and he's provided a great example for other communities to do the same.
Gordon says he'd like to play professional baseball one day, and after he retires, he'd like to be a marine biologist. And Gordon says finding the four Negro League players from his hometown gives him the drive to follow his own dreams. For GPB News, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon.